Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with another video in the WebMatrix video series. This one's actually not about WebMatrix so much as it is a tip on using some of the WebMatrix layout stuff that I showed you in a previous video. So here we are in the original HTML version of the website template that we started using to build our application. Now the problem that we are addressing here is this menu item. So notice we're on the index.html page, and in the menu item, home is highlighted. Right? So the hover effect, that's fine because that's in place for all of the menu items, but we want the page that's activated, the one that we're currently on, to have this different style. In this case, it's with white text on a green background. So if we go and look at this file, and we're looking at the index.html file, as you can see here, you can see here's our menu item. Right, so home, style demo, full width, and you'll notice that the home item has a class associated with it, active. So that's what sets the specific visual properties of the active item in the menu. So now if we navigate to the full width menu item. Notice now the full width menu item is the one that has that active look. If we go back into the source code for the HTML file and we look at fullwidth.html, now you can go down and see here in our collection of menu items, the active class has been associated with the menu item that specifies full width. So that works fine. The problem though is that we've migrated our HTML template to a WebMatrix website, and we've abstracted the common stuff into a page layout template. So this creates a little bit of a problem for us in that we want the menu code, the markup that establishes the menu, to live just once in that layout page and then be included in all of the pages that want to use that layout. The problem is, since it's going to be used across multiple pages, we can't statically define the assignment of this active class. So, how do we solve that problem? And this isn't a WebMatrix thing so much. The way I'm going to solve this problem is just a tip that I'm going to share with you using jQuery. So, a full jQuery tutorial obviously is beyond the scope of this, but one of the cool things about WebMatrix and using ASP.NET Web Pages is how we're working in the markup level. So whenever something doesn't behave exactly the way that we want, we can write whatever custom JavaScript that we want to help solve that problem. So I'm going to go into the page, the Contoso Karate site, and notice here in our site layout, so this is the one place that we've defined this menu, right? So here's our menu, home, full demo, style demo, full width, and the drop down. And notice that we don't use the active CSS class anywhere in this menu. What I do instead is in each page, so for example, in the default page, I have just a little snippet of JavaScript here that leverages jQuery that says, when the document is ready, execute this function. And the function says, for the element, right, the element named home, so ID equal home, add a CSS class, the one named active. So the CSS class named active that's in the current document object model scope will be assigned to the element named home. And then likewise, if we look at the full width version, I'm now saying it's the same thing. When document is ready, meaning when the document is loaded, execute the function for the object whose ID is full width, so this menu item, set add class equal to active. Right, so it's just a little tip. Now, by doing this, if I go ahead and run the page, what you'll see is as we navigate to each of those pages, notice now, style demo is highlighted, full width is highlighted when I navigate there, but the code still exists in the template. It's written one way, and then the specific page that's loading itself can manipulate the attribute of that menu item that exists in the layout page. So just a sort of a powerful tip to give you the sort of menu behavior or page-specific behavior that you want using just a couple of lines of jQuery. Thank you.